The following historic program comes to us from the archives of the Museum of Modern Art in New York.
Good evening. I'm Mary Lee Banny, the Chief Curator of Film and Media at MoMA. And even though I can't see you in this new light, I'm really happy to see that you're all here for this great program, which is one of the highlights of our premiere series. From our opening in November to the end of January, we wanted to bring you new programs, new films, the world premiere, the New York premiere, lately I've been saying the 53rd Street premiere, but films that haven't been seen and people who we want you to meet. We have launched a new program tonight called Great Collaborations. This is a new and ongoing series in which we bring to MoMA some of the most exciting talents working in Hollywood today who have collaborated in today's teams making wonderful motion pictures, and we couldn't think of a better way to launch it tonight than two of our favorite talents, Uma Thurman and Quentin Tarantino. I'm absolutely thrilled that they're here. We are extremely fortunate to have another wonderful writer whose pieces appear in The New Yorker, Larissa McFarquhar, and she will be the moderator for tonight's program. I want very much to thank the Mercer, the Museum's Hotels partner for Great Collaborations, and TableHotels.com for helping make it possible to present this program. Obviously, Uma Thurman and Quentin Tarantino don't need a lengthy introduction. I just want to say that one of the great moments in my life was when I was at the Cannes Film Festival and I was pushed into the jury box for 2 minutes for Pulp Fiction. And I sat there and watched it at that time with the jury, and I knew something nobody else knew. I knew what a winner this film was and how thrilling it was to see it, something so new and exciting and terrific. And great stars were launched who already were very, very good, but it was a wonderful evening. And I think Kill Bill and Kill Bill 2 and Pulp Fiction will get a good and exciting discussion tonight. So please join us in welcoming these great talents. Uma Thurman, Quentin Tarantino, will you come and take the stage? And Larissa. While they're having their microphones put on, I just want to say how pleased I am that the two organizers of Great Collaborations, Natalie Herniak, who is the manager of the film department, and Christy Prunier, have succeeded smashingly in putting this together. So let's thank both of them very much. Enjoy.
Good evening.
Hello, everybody.
Are you on?
Working?
Yep.
Could you tell us how you met Uma? Where and when?
Well, Larissa, that's actually a very good story, all right? I'll start it off. Uma can jump in at any point in time to correct me. What happened was we were doing, I was casting Pulp Fiction. And, you know, it was funny because Mia was probably like my favorite character. The character Mia Wallace was probably my favorite character I had ever written up until that time. And I knew her exactly, but I didn't know what she looked like, all right? So literally, a zillion different actresses could have played it as far as like, you know, taking it in this direction or that direction. A black actress could have played it and she could have been black, all right? If a French actress could have played, she could have been French. You could have taken it anyway. So I was like literally reading actresses for the part that like had, you know, never gone up for the same roles ever before. And what had happened is I went down to CAA, because one of the things you do when you're casting is you'll go to ICM, CAA, all these places, and then they pitch their talent to you. All right, well, how about so-and-so? And there is There was an agent there who was in this meeting. He's no longer with us now. His name is Jay Maloney. And he's Uma Thurman's agent. And he goes, what about Uma Thurman for the role of Mia Wallace? And I was like, no, I don't think she's right. I don't think she's right. He goes, well, how about this? Have you ever met Uma?
Can I ask why you thought that?
I don't really know, actually. I actually really, I hadn't seen a whole lot of Uma's work, and it was also one of those weird things where I just, they were saying a zillion people. So you're saying yes and no, and yes and no, and yes, I'm interested, no, I'm not, all right? I didn't have any definite opinions about why she wasn't right, but no.
Okay.
And then he goes, have you ever met Uma? And I go, no, I've never had the pleasure. He goes, well, what about if I set up a dinner where you can just meet her, and it doesn't have to be about the movie or anything, you'll just meet her,
mm-hmm.
All right? And I go, well, have dinner with Uma Thurman? Yeah, okay, I could do that. But then I say that, and who was in the meeting with me was my producer partner, Lauren Spinner, goes, no. Quentin is just too busy to be having dinner with actresses he's not considering, so no. So that was it.
And you said?
Okay. Well, I guess I was too busy to be having dinner with actresses I wasn't considering, all right? Okay. So I forgot about it. And by the time it took me to leave from CAA to go back to the